Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, calm seekers. Avery Hart here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom with a sprinkle of real-world sass. Ever feel like your brain's a runaway roller coaster? 1 minute you're soaring high, the next, bam, you're plummeting into a pit of negativity. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to tame that inner critic and actually turn those negative thoughts into something, well, a little less sucky? It's called reframing, folks. And trust me, it's about to become your new best friend. Today, we're diving deep into the power of reframing negative thoughts. Think of it like this. Your brain is wired for survival, constantly scanning for threats. Sometimes, that alarm bell goes off even when there's no actual danger, a classic case of overreacting. But guess what? You have the power to hit the pause button and reevaluate the situation. Let's unpack some golden nuggets to get you started. First up, challenge those assumptions. Ever find yourself saying things like, "I always mess everything up," or "nobody likes me"? Sounds familiar, right? These statements are often generalizations based on limited experiences. Step back and ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this thought? Most of the time, we're just playing a game of what if with our own minds. Next, look for the silver lining. This might feel cheesy at first, but it works. When faced with a setback, try to identify any potential learning opportunities or unexpected benefits that came out of it. Did that failed project teach you a valuable lesson? Did a tough situation push you outside your comfort zone and help you grow? You'd be surprised how often setbacks can become stepping stones to success. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this is game-changer stuff. When you focus on the good things in your life, big or small, it shifts your perspective and makes those negative thoughts seem less significant. Take a moment each day to appreciate what you have, whether it's a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or simply the sunshine on your skin. It's amazing how much a little gratitude can boost your mood and resilience. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Everyone experiences negative thoughts, even the most Zen masters out there. The key is to develop healthy coping mechanisms and learn to navigate those turbulent waters with grace. Surround yourself with positive people, engage in activities that bring you joy, and never hesitate to seek support when you need it. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's about to give a presentation at work. Her heart is racing, her palms are sweaty, and she's convinced she's going to bomb it. She starts replaying past presentations in her head, each one a potential disaster. Sound familiar? But here's where the magic of reframing comes in. Sarah takes a deep breath and reminds herself that this presentation is an opportunity to showcase her expertise and connect with her colleagues. She focuses on the knowledge she's gained and the passion she has for her work. Suddenly, those butterflies turn into a surge of excitement, and she delivers a confident and engaging presentation. See? It's all about shifting your perspective. The same situation can trigger fear or fuel motivation depending on how you choose to frame it. So, my fellow calm seekers, remember this. You are not defined by your negative thoughts, they're just fleeting visitors passing through your mind. Use the power of reframing to turn those woe-is-me moments into opportunities for growth and self-discovery. Embrace the challenge, keep practicing, and watch as your inner strength and resilience blossom. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their life, you know, that one person who always seems to be stuck on repeat with those negative thought loops. And hey, if you found this helpful, leave a review. It helps other folks discover the power of reframing and cultivate their own inner calm. Until next time, stay Stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.